Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for August 10th. Jesus rewards kindness. Insomuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Matthew 25:40. Katie walked toward the back of the lunchroom to sit with her friend Julie. Katie and Julie were best friends, and they always did everything together. The other kids in their class even called them the twins. As she walked to sit by Julie, Katie saw a girl sitting at a table near the wall. It was Lucy, the new girl. Lucy was quiet. She smelled a little funny. Her clothes looked old and worn out, and she didn't have any friends yet. Katie paused for a moment, but then hurried to her usual table without giving Lucy another glance. Later that afternoon, Katie's teacher taught a Bible lesson. "Does anyone know who the least of these are?" Mrs. Johnson asked the class. The students shook their heads. "Jesus gives some examples of these people in Matthew chapter 25," she said. "He calls people who are hungry, poor, or lonely the least of these, because they are the ones that most people think the least about." Katie peeked over at Lucy. She was looking down at her desk. Mrs. Johnson continued, "Jesus told the crowds that he would reward those who help these people and punish those who are too selfish to help. We have many chances to be kind to people every day," she said, "and Jesus will reward you for your kindness." The next day, at lunch, Katie saw Lucy sitting alone again. Katie slowed down. "Oh, dear Lord," she prayed, "help me to be kind to Lucy and the least of these." She walked up to Lucy and smiled. "Hi, I'm Katie. Do you want to eat lunch with my friend Julie and me?" Lucy smiled back. "I'm Lucy," she said, "and I'd love to eat with you." "She seems so nice," Katie thought. "Maybe we can be the triplets from now on." In Matthew chapter 25, Jesus describes the least of these as the kinds of people we see every day. He says that when we do kind things to them, it's as though we're doing it to Christ himself. Jesus promises to bless us if we're kind to his people. We have no excuse for ignoring people who are different. After all, Jesus loves us even though we have nothing. Jesus blesses those who help the least of these. Do I know any least of these people? What can I do to be kind to them today? In what way am I myself a least of these person? Would Jesus ever ignore me because I was undeserving of his love? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for August 10th.